Today's Shi'ez Masechta Menachos Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the bottom line. We learned in the Mishnah, Kol Matzva Ola B'yodei Tzror, if as the Kayin was doing the Kemitza, a pebble came up in the Kaimitz, Oigar Germelech, or some salt got mixed into the Kaimitz, Oikort Levina, as we will learn quite extensively, the halacha tells us that we have to put levoina on the carbon mincha, on top of the flour. They had to put levoina. And the way I saw the Brisker Rav explains that they put the levoina on top of the flour, but they put it on a place not where they were going to do the kaimitz from. Because if they're going to have the levoina on the place from which they're going to do the kaimitz, it's very likely that the problem that we just encountered would happen, where it would be some levoina mixed in together with the silas. In order to avoid the problem, but to do it properly, what the halacha requires is put the levoina, but not on the spot where you're going to do the kaimitz. And like that, you'll avoid any of these concerns. That we just identified. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah gave us many different examples of where there's an extraneous matter got mixed into kaimitz, and because there's an extraneous matter got mixed into the kaimitz, that disqualifies the kaimitz. But ask the Gemara, call Hanilamali, why was it necessary for the Mishnah to give us so many different examples? Answers the Gemara Tzricha, it was necessary. Deitana Tzror, if we only learned that the tzror disqualifies the kaimitz, we would understand that the reason is shem de la basa kravihi. A pebble has no connection; it doesn't belong in the kaimitz. Avo melech the basa kravihi. But when we speak about salt, where the Torah says kol karben minchascha the melech timlech, the Torah requires that all karben minchas be salted. So we would say that the salt is not such a issue because it belongs on the carbon mincha. The Brisker Rav in analyzing this line of melech debas kravihi, we would always think that what does it mean when the Torah says that we're supposed to salt the carbon mincha? So Brisker Rav says that we would assume the definition of salting the Karban Mincha actually means to take the Karban Mincha and salt it. But not that there's an independent obligation to salt the Karban Mincha. But here, the Gemara, says the Brisker Rav, calls Melech Bas HaKrovahi. It's something that requires its independent HaKrova. And therefore suggests the Brisker Rav, based on this Gemara, if you had put salt on the Karban Mincha, as the Torah so requires, and then that salt fell off, and you did not have the opportunity, then it didn't get burned together with the kaimitz of the Karban Mincha, says the Brisker Rav, since there's an independent chiyuv to burn that salt, as the Gemara just said, you would have to put that salt on the mizbeach to make sure it gets burnt. And therefore, if in the kaimitz you have salt, suggests the Gemara Eimetis Kasher, Vitana, Melech, if we only spoke about Melech, the salt is not put together with the Karban Mincha from when we prepare the Karban Mincha. It's only salted later. But the Levina, that's there from the beginning. And with this Kasher, maybe we should say that the Mincha is a good, even if you have mixed into your Kaimitz some Levina, your carbon mincha will still be a good carbon mincha, the kaimitz will still be fine, kamash malan. So the question, of course, that needs to be asked is, the biggest chiddush here is that the levoina mixed into the kaimitz is a disqualifying factor. So wouldn't that be enough that we should learn that the levoina disqualifies the kaimitz? And if the levoina disqualifies the kaimitz, certainly a pebble or a salt will disqualify. So the Rashi explains that it's the way to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned tzror, because the Mishnah teaches halachas of tzror, and then it mentions salt, and then it mentions levina, but indeed mentioning levina alone might be enough. We learned further in the Mishnah that if there was a pebble or salt or levina, it's possible. The Shamrish HaKaimitz, why is that? As we've been discussing, HaKaimitz HaChasa HaYesel, if the Kaimitz is not have the full amount of the Kaimitz, because you're missing or you have too much, is possible. Says the Gemara, my area, ask the Gemara, why is the Mishnah explaining that the concern is because of chaser or yasser? The Mishnah should have said, but typically, that the concern is mishim chatzitza, because the kohen has supposed to hold the flour of the kaimitz in his hand, and if there's a salt or pebble or whatever there, it's separating between his hand and the kaimitz, and that's what's disqualifying the kaimitz. Answers the Gemara, the reason the Mishnah said this explanation and not the explanation of chatzitza, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Menat Tzad, you could have a situation where it won't serve as a chatzitza between the hand of the kaimitz, the hand of the kohen and the kmitza. So the reason of chatzitza would fall away, but the reason of chaser or yeser would remain. Amar Abayi L'Rava, Ketza Kamtzim, so ask the Bayit Rava, how is kmitza performed? Amalei, kedekamtze inchi. The way people are used to doing kmitza, as we learned, we're going to learn with all of the fingers. I saw a beautiful vart from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, from the Majid Rebbe, on this Gemara. He says that the way to understand this Gemara Pidrush is Keitza Kamtzim. He asked him, how do we find that people are kaimtzim? How do we find that people are stingy with the way they spend their money? Don't they realize that everything we have comes from Hashem? And if you realize that everything comes from Hashem, there's no point in being stingy. Because what you're supposed to have, you'll have. And what you're not supposed to have, you're not going to have. And that was the question he asked them. Keitza kaimtzim, how do we find that people are stingy? Why would they be stingy if we recognize that everything we're supposed to have, we have from Hashem, and if we're not supposed to have it, we wouldn't have it anyway? So he answered, kedekamtzi inchi. What does kedekamtzi inchi mean? Inchi means, many times the Gemara uses the word inchi, and the word inchi means to forget. Kedekamtzi inchi, you know why, says the Gemara, people are kaimtzim, why people are sometimes stingy? Because inchi, they forget that everything we have really comes from Hashem. And if you forget that everything we have really comes from Hashem, and then you start thinking, well, I control what I have and what I don't have, that's how ends up the people, unfortunately, are stingy. Ask the Gemara. Esve, Abai asks, Rava says, the Brice identifies all of the fingers that a person has on his hands and how all of those fingers are needed for avodas Hashem. Zu, the small finger, is used for the zeris. When the Torah speaks about the choshen and the measurements of the choshen, it measures it with a zeris. Kmitza, the next finger is the chmitza, as we're going to describe. Zu, the next one is the amma, and that was the amma the middle finger that's used to measure. We use for measuring the ammas in the Beis Hamikdash. The next one is Zu, is the etzpa, the pointing finger. That was, as we learned many times, the finger that they use to stick in to whenever they have to do Zrikas Adam. They first have to stick the finger into the bowl by Karmachatas, and that's the finger that's used. And the next finger is the Godel, which we also have discussed many times, that the Dama Osham by Mitzayra and the oil that's brought from Mitzayra are put on that finger. Says the Gemara, so we see from here that we don't use all of the fingers for the kmitza. So how did you suggest that all the fingers are used? Ella says, Rava to Abaya, not all of the fingers are used to fill up the palm to measure a kmitz. However, lahashvois, when we use the fingers that we don't use to actually do the kmitza, we only stick in the three middle fingers, but the thumb and the pinky are used to to take off the parts that stick out. Says the Gemara, in identifying how do we do the kmitza hecha of it, exactly how is the kmitza performed? Amar Rav Zutra Batuvia, Amar Rav, Chayfesh Shloshet Beisav, he sticks out his three middle fingers, Ach Megiel Pasyadoi, until they come to the palm of his hands. He puts his three middle fingers into the bowl or pan in which they had the ingredients until it goes all the way. If those fingers get to the palm, he puts it that deep into the pan, and then he does the kmitza. The Tanya Mihachi, and says the Gemara, so too does the Braisa say. The Pasuk says, V'komz misham maloi kumtza, yochol, we would think, mavuritz, that if there's parts of the kumtza sticking out from the sides of his palm, it's acceptable. That's the way you fill up your palm. Tamalayma, v'hem rimana b'kumtzai. You have to take it with your fingers, not through what's sticking out from the sides of your hand. Even comes to Yochel Barashi at Baisov, that you don't have to stick your fingers that deep in, Tamaloymer, to reach all the way till your palm, as we explained. Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, Beloy Kumtza. How Kaitzad? So says the Braisa, exactly how was the Kmitza performed? Chay Fisholoshes Baisov Pas Yadai. He digs his three fingers into the mixture until they get to the palm, the kaimitz, and that's how he takes out a kaimitz from that mixture, or a machfas, or a macheshes, where the Torah Kedosha says, well, we have a mixas, machfas, macheshes, either fried in a frying pan, or fried with a pan that has a cover, or fried, we said different opinions that we're going to learn, in a deep fryers, the halacha is that those carbon minchas have to be made petisim pieces, and petisim are not as fine flour like flour. When we just use flour, so it's fine flour. Here, we're talking about that they're made into pieces. So when you're made into pieces, it's not going to always be perfectly fitting into your palm. So what do you do? Chayv v'sholosh espaisav al pas yadayim. You take three fingers until they get to the palm of your hand. For kaimitz, meichik begadol mamala betzbayik katana mamata. You use your thumb for the part that's sticking out on the top, and you use your pinky to clear out what's on the bottom. So from our Gemara, it seems that only by the michas machas and rechashes do we have this issue that there might be part sticking out, and this is the way we solve the problem. But I saw that there are those that suggest that by all carbon minchas, whenever the kmitza is done, we need to be concerned that some of the kmitza is sticking out, and that we use these fingers to make sure it's the right size. And now comes the braisa, zu avoy de kasha shem migdash. To be able to straighten this out so perfectly, that is very difficult. And the way Tosfos explains, when we're going to learn the halachas of patus, oisim, petisim, that we have to crumble it, there are a lot of different opinions we're going to discuss in the Mitzvah Shem on Daf Nun Dalad. Some opinions say that we crumble them till they are flour again. So we crumble them until they're flour again, it wouldn't be so specifically difficult. However, there are opinions that say that we leave them in quite large pieces. And since we have to leave them in such large pieces, that's why it becomes much more difficult. Furthermore, Tosfos in Masechta Ksuba says that as we've been learning, the kmitza may only be done with the right hand. So since the kmitza may be done only with the right hand, this clearing of the parts that are sticking out also may only be done with the right hand. So if you could use your left hand to clear the pieces that are sticking out, that wouldn't be so difficult. But because you have to use the same hand that you're using to keep the kmitza in the hand, but also use the same fingers from the same hand to clear the sides, that's why it becomes a much more difficult avoider. Ask the Gemara, But the Gemara identified that this is a difficult avoida, suggesting the sulai, there are no other difficult jobs. Says the Gemara Ve'ika, we learned in Masechet Zvachim that the melicha, the way to kill a bird in the Beis HaMikdash, that the halacha is that the kohen has to use his thumb, his fingernail, he doesn't use a knife, and he sticks it into the back of the neck of the animal, not the front. And we learned in Masechet Zvachim and Daf Samach Daled exactly how the melicha was done. And one opinion says to read over the Gemara, Amrav Zuch Batuvia Amrav, Ketzad Molkin Chatas Oif, exactly how is the melicha done? Oiches Gapov, you have to hold on to the wings of the bird, Shteyatzbos, with two fingers. Vishteyreglaim, you have to hold on to the 2 feet of the bird, Shteyatzbos, with two fingers. Maitach Tzavarai Ad Roichav Godloy Molkin, then you have to stretch the neck and do melicha. The other, the Gemara continued, a different brisa described how melicha is done. Sefer Milbar, you hold the bird on the top of your hand, and then oiches kapu shtei exposed shtei glaim shtei exposed. Hold the wings with 2 fingers, the legs with 2 fingers. Meisek tzavar al roches shtei exposed, and then you have to stretch the neck and melicha. So this is obviously very difficult. Furthermore, Chafina, the Gemara Masech the Yuma discusses that in Yom Kippur, the Kohen did the Ktiris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Ktiris would amount of Maloi Chafnov, a whole two palmfuls. And on top, so they were put on top of coals. And when the Kohen would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would take with him a pan that had in it the coals, and then he would take a spoon that had in it the ktiris, and he had to pour the ktiris that are in the spoon into his palm that will go onto the coals. And the difficulty here was to do both of these things at the same time, to maneuver the spoon that the ktiris should pour out, and on the other hand, at the same time, so have your hands available that the ktiris should fall into the two hands that are should be available to catch that ktiris. Says the Gemara. That's also obviously quite difficult to accomplish. Says the Gemara. What the Brisa means to say, he achas mavoidus kosher in English. It's one of the difficult avoida. It's not obviously the only one. Amra papa pshitali. That when the pasuk says the comets misham. That you should take your fingers and do kamitza to the kamtsi inchi the way it's normally done. But bara papa kamatz barashi etzbaisav. Instead of digging your fingers in, you took your fingers and stuck them in with your fingers first, the tip of your finger first. Mai, what would be the halacha then? Minat stodim. If you did, you put your palm. You put the top of your hand on the flower, and then you flipped your hand and got the kaimitz into the palm. Mai. Mamata. Or mamata mamala. If you took the top of your hand and put it on the top of the mincha, and then just put it down without using your fingers. Mai. In all these cases, it says the Gemara, it's a takeoff. That's a valid kamitza. Amar papa pshitali, Malay Chafnev, when the Torah, as we just discussed, the Avoid on Yom Kippur, says, V'lokach Malay Chafnev, K'taris Samim, Daka, Ve'evi, Mabayis L'Proiches. Again, the question is, K'dechafni Inshni, how is that accomplished? Is it accomplished by taking the two hands and putting them next to each other? But what happens if you use the tips of your fingers or minatstodim? If you use you gather the coals from the side of your hands, chafen biyad zu. You didn't put the two palms together, but rather you did each one He did each one separately. The carbon zaytzel mahu, and all these questions the Gemara says takeo. Baira papa dafke lekayimitz bedafni demonim. Now the Gemara asks another question, and there are many different pshatim and how to understand the Gemara's question. Rashi explains that we've learned that a very important part of the avoid of the kayimitz is after you did a kamitza to put the kamitza in the klisharis. The klisharis had a base, and if you put the kayimitz in the base, and instead of putting it in the real pan, is that going to be satisfactory? The Rambam seems to learn that the question is that you didn't put the kaimitz into the pan, you put it onto the side of the pan. Mahu, why will be the locha? Toikli binin. Does the kaimitz have to be put into the keli, fika, and you're putting it into the keli? You're putting it on the bottom, but it's still the keli. Or you're putting it on the side, it's still the keli. It has to be put actually in the middle of the keli, fileka, and if you didn't do it that way, the kaimitz will be disqualified. By Mabravashi, hafkali mona, dafke ba'aras the mona. You turned over the keli and you put it on the outside. Mai, what's the halacha? Hanok b'toich binin, that you have to put it actually into the keli itself or ikka. Adama ketikna binin, you have to put it into the keli. You have to put it into. So here you put it on, or you have to put it directly into the middle. And here you did not do that, and that's why it will be disqualified. Kaimitz. And here too, the Gemara remains with a teiku. Teaches us the Mishnah. The Mishnah here, because we just learned, we got our shiur with this, that a chaimetz that's chaser yeser, a chaimetz that is has too much or too little, that in all these cases, the chaimetz is disqualified. Says the Mishnah, Ketzeroyser, so what should you do to make sure that the chaimetz has the right amount? Says the Gemara, as we learned before, we stick your fingers into the flour until they reach the palm. Riba Shamna, says the Mishnah, if you put in too much oil, Chisa Shamna, or you put in less oil than you're supposed to, Chisa Levanta, or you didn't put in the right amount of Levina, and all these cases, the Koimitz is possible. Ask the Gemara, Hei Chidami, so here the Mishnah introduced a new consideration. And that is the consideration if you have too much oil. So the Gemara wants to know, what does that mean that you put in too much oil? Hei chidami, exactly what does that mean? Hei chidami riba shamna. Amar Rabbi Lazar, kigad shefesh lo shnei lugum shemen. The common milch is supposed to have one leg in shemen, and he took two legs. So you did double the amount, and since you did double the amount, it looks like you did the wrong Kama Mincha, because you did, it looks like you're bringing two Kama Minchas when you're really only bringing one Kama Mincha. So the Gemara seems to be learning that what's the issue here? That you took double of the amount of Shemen that's supposed to be used for the Kama Mincha and used it for your Kaim. You used it for your Kama Minchas. But let's say you took oil, which is not designated for Karban Mincha, or it's designated for different Karban Mincha, would not be disqualification. And also, as it seems the Gemara is teaching us, only if you took a whole loig do you have a problem. Because as we identified, because now I have two loigim, and that's why the Mincha is possible. If, let's say, I only add a half a loig shemen above the loig that's required, then it wouldn't be possible, because a half a loig is not the shear of a kaimitz. It's not the shear of a kaimitz mincha. And since a half a loig is not the shear of a kaimitz mincha, so therefore, when you put it in, it's like putting in what we said a moment ago, like putting in chulin oil, and it would not be a disqualification. Says the Gemara. But why, asked the Gemara, Is that Rabbi Elazar's understanding? So look, but why don't we explain? Kigain d'arba shem d'chulin, that you added shem d'chulin, shem d'chaverta, or shem that doesn't belong there, and that will also be a disqualification. V'chitema, so you'll want to say, suggest the Gemara, because shem d'chulin v'shem d'chaverta l'apostle, oil that's from not meant for Karban Mincha, oil that was meant for different Karban Mincha, is not a disqualifier. Ask the Gemara. So let's think about the following case. We've discussed many times in our Shurim the Minchas Chayta. The Minchas Chayta is a Karban Mincha that you don't put oil on it. The possible Shemin, that the Aloch is that if you put oil, it becomes disqualified. The question is, Heich Mishkachsla, when would that even be, ever be? If it's the oil that belongs to this carbon Michas Chayta, that can't be, because Haleslo, this carbon Michas Chayta never has any oil. Udachalim, if you say that it's oil that wasn't meant for this carbon Mincha, or if you say there was oil that's Chulin, or oil that was meant for a different carbon Mincha, we're learning now, Hamrit Lepasol, we're learning now that that isn't a disqualifier altogether. Answers the Gemara, Lozal Lemibayakama. This is the way to understand Rebbe Lozal's opinion. Lemibayam, certainly the chulin, the chaverta, if you put in oil that's chulin, or you put in oil that's from a carbon mincha, the pasul, it will disqualify the carbon mincha. Avlev shloi shnei lugim. If you originally designated two lugin for this carbon mincha, and as we said a moment ago, really, a carbon mincha is only supposed to have one loig. However, when I designated two loigin, each loig can be used for the Karban Mincha. So since each oil, when it was originally designated, could have been used for this Karban Mincha, so when I use it, and I use two portions, which I really should have only used one, it should not disqualify the Karban Mincha, Kamash Malon, says the Gemara. Umanale, says the Gemara, how does Rabbi Elazar come to this halacha that extra oil makes the Karban Mincha possible, even in the example that we just gave, where you designated enough oil, where you designated that oil for the Karban Mincha? Amarava, what caused us to learn Pshat and Rabbi Elazar this way, because Mesnisa Kashisa, Mayer the Tana Riba Shem Na. What is the Mishnah, when it mentioned the word Riba Shamna, list the Riba Lashem, you put in too much oil. I designated two lugin for this Karban Mincha. So therefore, each loig belongs here. So if each loig belongs here, because it could have been possibly been used, so when I put it in, it shouldn't disqualify. Teaches us the Mishnah, when you put in two, when you were supposed to put in one, it looks like you're bringing two minchas, but you're really only bringing one, and that's why it's possible. The Gemara speaks about chisa levanta. The Mishnah spoke about you didn't put enough levaina. The Gemara analyzes this halacha. Tana rabbanan chas ram da kurt echad. If you only have one kurt, one little pebble, one little piece of levaina, psula, al shnei karton. But if you have two, ksheira de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kart echa ksheira. If you have one kart of levaina, you're okay. Pox mikam psula. Ask the Gemara, how could that be the opinion of Rabbi Shimon? For Tanya, the Brisa says, kaimitz levaina shechisa kalshu, if you have missing even the smallest amount, possible. And that Brisa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Here he says that it's only a problem if you have less than a cart. And here it says that if you have less than the required amount, it's a problem. Answers the Gemara, Tana kart levayin shechartu, the way we have to amend this second brisa and understand that this second brisa means to say that if you started with a cart and now it's not even a cart, that it's possible. Vibay Seima, says the Gemara, this is the way to understand. The first brisa, and speaking about levaina habama mincha, that if you brought the levaina with the karban mincha and you have left the cart, Rav Shimon will hold that it's fine. Ka'an, levaina habama fnei atzma. person can say, Hare Olai Levoinam. And we're going to learn much later in the Masechta Mitzvah, on Daf Kuv Vav Amabez, that if somebody donates a carbon in such a fashion, he has to bring a Kaimitz Levoinam. And all you're bringing in that case is a carbon Levoina. Since in that case you're bringing carbon Levoina, the loch is you have to have the whole Kaimitz. And that's where Rav Shimon says that if you're missing from the Kaimitz, it'll be possible. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. Shalosh machlokes bedavar. There are three opinions here. Remeya holds Kaimitz betchila. When you do the Kmitza, you have to have a full Kaimitz or Levoina on the pan, the Kaimitz besaif. And also when you burn the Levoina, you have to have a full Kaimitz of Levoina. Rav Yehuda Sava Kaimitz betchila. You have to have a Kaimitz of Levoina on the pan when you're doing Kmitza. But when you come to burn the Levoina, as long as you have Shnei Kartim besaif, it's going to be acceptable. Shimon Sava Kaimitz betchila. You start with a Kaimitz at the time you're doing the Kmitza. For Kart Achad Besaif, but when you're doing the burning of the Levoina, even one kurt would be satisfactory. Says the Gemara v'Shloshtan, and these three opinions, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, which we just studied, all of them Mikra Echad Darshu. The Pasuk says, V'her memenu b'kumtzoi, Mesayel sa'mincha m'shamna, v'skala levoina shal mincha v'hikter. Ramei Sava, Ramei's opinion is, Ad is levoina dikva b'hadi mincha mikara. You have to have the levoina that you started off with, which as we learned is a kart levoina. You have to have it both at the time of the kmitza and also at the time that you're burning the levoina. Rav Yudaim savakol v'filachat karta. The fact that the pasuk says kol ha-levoina, that having one kurt is enough. And then the word es, kol ha-levoina, comes l'marbis, that you have to kait acher, and that's why his opinion is, you have to have two kurtim of levoina at the time of the burning of the levoina. Rav Shimon, es loy darish, he doesn't learn the word es, and because he doesn't learn the word es, by him, it's satisfactory that even if you have just one kurt at the time of the burning of the levoina, it would be acceptable. The machlokes here is regarding the levoina comes along with the mincha. As we said a moment ago, that you could bring a carbon levoina, harayaloi levoina, the rakel kaimitz betchil v'kaimitz besaif. Everybody will agree that you have to begin with a kaimitz, and when you do the burning, you also have to have a kaimitz, and if any of that kaimitz levoina is missing, it will disqualify that carbon mincha. And therefore, says the Gemara, the pasuk says the kol halavina hashal mincha, the bad mincha in. All of these discussions, how much levina do I have to have left over when I'm burning the levina, was only when it's levina that's being brought along with a carbon mincha. However, when it's a levina that's being brought independently, you have to have a kaimitz at the beginning and a kaimitz at its end. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, machlokes b'levoina haba min mincha. Furthermore, the machlokes here is regarding the levoina that comes along with the carbon mincha. Ab levoina haba b'vizichin, as we've discussed many times, the lechem aponim was put on the Shabbos, new lechem aponim was put in every Shabbos. Next Shabbos, they took out the old lechem aponim, and they put in new lechem aponim. And on top of the shulchan, they had two spoonfuls, the zichin full of levoina. And that levoina was burnt on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Divrei Hakol, everybody will agree. Shnei kamotzim, you have to have a kaimitz of levoina in each spoon, betchila, v'shnei kamotzim besaif. And you have to have those two kamotzim totally left over when you're burning them the next week. Says the Gemara, pshita. Says the Gemara, of course. Because, ask the Gemara, why did we say that you don't have to have the whole levoina left at the time of the burning? Because the Torah said the word kol. Where did the Torah say the word kol? By the levoina that comes along with the mincha. But here, it's not the levoina that comes along with the mincha. So of course, isn't it obvious that the mantle levoina we began with is the mantle levoina we have to end with? Answers the Gemara. Since the the bezicha levana come together with the lechem upon him. Maybe the halacha views it kasha lechem mincha damya. That's like levana that comes along with a cup of mincha. And as we're learning, certainly according to Yehuda of Shimon, you don't have to have the entire levana there when you're burning it by a regular cup of mincha. Kamash malon that you can't learn the halacha by lechem upon him from a regular cup of mincha. Says the Gemara, Pligaba, but there's a machloikis of Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Charamar, the machloikis is b'levana ba'am mincha. There's a machloikis, how much levana do you have to have left over with the levana that comes along with the cover mincha? Abba levana ba'am mincha, when you're saying haray olai levana, the rakel kaimitz b'tchilav kaimitz b'saif. Everybody will agree that you have to have a kaimitz at the beginning and a kaimitz at the end. The Charamar, but now introduces the Gemara, a new opinion, that k'machlokes b'zu, kak machlokes b'zu, just like we have a machlokes, how much levana do you have to have left over? How much levana do you have to have left over when you're bringing levana with a karam mincha? The same halacha would apply when you're bringing the levana alone. It says the Gemara, chis levanta, if you don't have all the levana, it's possible. Seems to be hayeser. If you have more levina than you need, kshera. Ask the Gemara, but the Braisa says, yasser, if you have too much levina, it's psula. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chama, the Braisa that says that you have too much levina, it's psul, is referring to a situation, kigon shehefer shlo shnei kamatzim. Since you have so much extra, where you have two kamatzim instead of one kaimitz, that's when it's possible. But when the Mishnah says that you don't have that much, it's kosher, it's you have more, you don't have two full kamatzim levina, that will be acceptable. If you designated two kamatzim for your kamitz levina, and one of those kaimitz got lost, loy hukfu, the kaimitz that's left is good, and the other kaimitz is lost. However, if that kaimitz got lost ach kamitza, and you had at the time of the kamitza two kaimitz of levina on your kabbal mincha, hukfu, that made that you had too much kaimitz levina on your mincha, and it becomes permanently disqualified. Again, as we said, that each spoon of the lechem upon him had on it a kaimitz levina. And this person, you need two kaimitzim, two spoons. And you took four kaimitzim. And two were lost before you took off the bezichin from the shulchan. And you're fine. So at the time you took him off, you had four kamatzim instead of two, then it's possible. Ask the Gemara, Hasulamali, why did the Gemara have to tell us the same halacha twice? Isn't it the same halacha being taught to us twice? Answers the Gemara, Madatema, Kivin the Baruch Kaimitz today. There's a difference between Kamitza by Kama Mincha and taking off the Bezichin by the Lachim upon him. Kivin the Baruch Kaimitz today. When we take off the Bezichin, the Kaimitz is very identifiable, whatever in the spoon. And therefore, command the prekadami. The halacha is that as soon as you put them on the shulchan, even one kaimitz is not there at the time you're taking off the bezichin, but once you put two kaimitzim in each spoon, it should become posel, and therefore it cannot be rectified. Kamash malon, that as long as you, at the time that you take off the bezichin, there's only one kaimitz per spoon, you're fine. So our Gemara has been focusing about having too much. And the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses a situation where you have a Sefer Torah, you have an extra letter. And the extra letter is not changing the word, the way we read or understand the word in the Sefer Torah. Or you have extra words in your Sefer Torah, how does the halacha look at this. And he quotes the Night of Yehuda in Night of Yehuda Kama Yaradeya Simon Ayin Dalad. He says that if you have an extra letter in the Sefer Torah, in a way that it doesn't really change anything, the halach is that the Sefer Torah will be kosher. And he brings a raya, because the Magen Avraham, Simulam Beis, Sifkot Lam Gimel, the Night of Yehuda brings this raya, that if you have a Sefer Torah that has extra words, the tefillin that has extra words, the tefillin are kosher. And he says this tefillin ought to be treated stricter than a Sefer Torah. Because by tefillin there's a halacha, that if you write the tefillin shloik kesidron, if you write the tefillin not in the proper order, the tefillin become pasur. You don't have that halacha by Sefer Torah. The Koichem Yaakov, the father of the Chibina Rav, in Chelkal Simukov Chambeis, says that he doesn't understand how the Noid Behuda is bringing a raya from the Ravid. Because our Mishnah says that if you're missing Levina, it's possible, but you have too much Levina, it's kosher. And then we ask the question, and Rami Bechama, as we just finished learning, that if you have two kamatzim, there would be no problem, because we could say each kaimitz was meant to be used. But if you have not two full kamatzim, then Tysus explains our Gemara, that would be a problem, because there's no way of explaining why you have two kamatzim. So the Koichem Yaakov wants to suggest that where is the Ravid lenient? The Ravid is lenient when you have two words that are identical. So if you write the same word identical, so there we could say you're not accomplishing anything. It's like the two kamatzim that we had in our Gemara. But where you have an extra letter or a word that's not a double of that word, the halacha is the Sefer Torah might be possible. The Chibina Rav, however, the Chosh Shuki Chemed defends the Noida Behuda. And the way he defends the Noida Behuda is saying, yes, if you have the same word twice in the Sefer Torah, so it's not really changing much, but at the end of the time, your Sefer Torah has words that don't belong there. So why should it not be possible? And therefore, he says, we could well understand the Noida Behuda. And by tefillin, we were so careful, the same words, extra words, don't bother us. Here it shouldn't bother us either. And again, the way to understand this, and actually the Chibina Rav and the Dov of Mishorov says this as well, he says that this is not to be viewed as a situation of a disqualification. It's just extra words. And there's a consideration, what would be in the Paiskin, what would be the halacha if the word that's doubled would be the Shem Hashem? And it seems that the Chibina Rav is even prepared to be lenient if your Sefer Torah has the Shem Hashem doubled, that the Sefer Torah still will be kosher.